Yeah, basically it's like whenever someone uses VPN or whatever the tech team back at Call HQ said it was. Yeah. I could go for a stroke or whatever. The Janny meandered their large body out of the chair and stepped past a few thousand of boxes of Hot Pockets, making thick walls between the exit of this room and the moderation den. That's like a pickle or whatever fat greasy. Yeah. He began to wobble his way through the boxes, slowly swinging his dysgenic, weak arms at anything in his path. He was slowly heaving in and out, struggling to breathe, each step causing him more pain than the last. Fucking off-site cord splinters must have done this to him or whatever. Eventually, he breaks through the large barrier of greasy boxes, stumbling outside into the sunlight. His skin becomes irritated and rashed, though he manages to cover it with his Femquote body pillow.
Spine sound or whatever.
He tries to file a ban against the sun, though he fails to ban it, instead just closing the curtains to his shit and cum-stained windows. He rolls forward, fat, greasy flaps clapping together like a choir of flies. As he reaches the fridge, managing to crack open the crusty goon on the handle with his degenerating arm, he glares at the Hot Pocket stash and realizes he's almost out. Oh, fuck, I forgot a line. The crusty goon on handle with his degenerating arm. Inside lay only three items. A single box of Hot Pockets with one left, and a serving of Sproke, a few years old, still good as new. I'm sorry, I didn't actually read this beforehand, so I'm just going with the flow. You start to bring the Hot Pocket down to your tiny Janny penis, managing to unveil it from the loads of lard that cover it. It feels so tempting and warm, yet you must also realize this is your last one. Is it really worth gooning with? You toss the Hot Pocket back into the box and chuck them somewhere in the trash, valuable collectibles that you have in your shitty trailer park home. You make your way to your quote body pillow, hugging and humping it with your limp dick. Oh, fucking Bane Vader stole my Hot Pocket. You begin to type furiously on the quote card, ranting about some shit no one cares about to the other Jannies who are too busy gooning in their Hot Pockets. You realize that nobody cares and smash your keyboard with your giant fist. You step out into the sun, your Janny friend awaiting you. You become more acclimated to the sunlight with exposure and the comfort of your body pillow. Your shittily adjusted glasses block most of your vision, but you see your fellow Janny Aryan offering out a pair of keys to the mobility scooter in front of you. We're going to stock up on Hot Pockets? You'll need this. Yeah, I probably will, or however the translucent person is disabled. You snatch the keys and march to the scooter. You began to slide into the mobility scooter as it made a sudden crunching noise, and a red button was unveiled at the top. Warning. Activate emergency titanium rods. You manage to press the button in time as the thing still creaks but doesn't entirely collapse on you. Your fat rolls slide into position on the scooter. As they seem to stabilize you with that, you begin to drive. In the distance, a family of two looks on in horror at the rapidly approaching obese Janny, wheels crunching on the floor. They drop to the floor and scream as you trample over them, your wheels crushing and goring their bodies into pure desire for Hot Pockets. You've just begun your journey to Target. You slam on the brakes on your scooter and turn your fat head around slowly, looking at the caca dead on the floor, breathing in through your nose.
Dude, what, baby? That's going soy.
You stare down at the dead caca. Everything around you becomes black as you focus in the manifestation of your sins. You slam on your band hammer. You slam your band hammer down, crushing the caca's skull and nishing it for life. Fucking obsessed rule breaker. You stand in the hot sun, obese body struggling to stand, your scooter still guzzling gas behind you. You continue to roll forwards, setting off for target. Your heavy body sliding across the gravel wheels, managing to hold up against the friction. As you roll along the gravel road, you notice something. A group of strange individuals standing ahead with a set of sandbags and a crude roadblock cutting your path. You furiously drive up to the fucking niggers blocking the road, opening your mouth as you pull up right to the blockade on your scooter. I'm a fucking mod. You obsessed dudes. I'll lose you. Rely from the shorty. The African tribes folk look at one another, confused, before laughing. You're filled with boiling anger, but you struggle to get out of your scooter to express this anger. You rapidly drove forwards on your scooter, swinging your hammer in the air. The Jardy Cook's eyes widen as you approach, pulling out a shitty bait jack as its last means of defense. This, however, did not work in their favor, as your hammer slammed into their skull, crushing it and nishing them.
Chuckles, what the fuck?
What do you do now? We are up to date. Make a decision.